And now, it's the quiz of the week, the 60-second challenge.
Yeah, round one of radio's shortest quiz, 60-second challenge. And joining us this morning, one of our regular contestants, who I gather has had a very busy week, so she's having a very relaxing Sunday. We say good morning to Lindsay Davis. Hi, Lindsay.
Hi, morning, Dave.
So why have you been so busy this week, then?
Oh, just a lot of work. Just very, very busy. So
right.
I'm just glad to have a rest.
Excellent. Right. Are you allowed to tell us what your work is, or is it a top secret?
I'm not sure, to be honest.
Oh, intriguing, intriguing. Right, so what are the plans for today, once you've got this ordeal out of the way?
Very boring housework, followed by sitting outside with a glass of wine.
That sounds like a great end to the day. Well, let's hopefully give you something to celebrate by getting a good score on the quiz.
We'll see.
Okay, the usual reminder that once the music starts, you've got exactly 1 minute to answer as many of these questions as possible. I have to accept your first answer, as you know, but if you don't know what the answer is, just say pass and we'll move on. Okay?
Okay.
Good luck, and here they come. Complete the name of the 70s group, Earth, Wind and...
Fire.
Which 80s singer was sometimes known as Shaky?
Shaken Stevens.
Which Beatle had a number one hit with My Sweet Lord?
George Harrison.
Complete the title of this Manfred Mann song, Pretty...
Woman, no.
Which Disney movie provided Elton John with an Oscar in 1995?
The Lion King.
How many times did Elvis Presley tour Great Britain?
Ooh, never.
Which Pavarotti song was used for the 1990 World Cup final?
Pass, can't remember.
Which ABBA song won the Eurovision Song Contest in 74?
Waterloo.
Complete this Elton John song title, Goodbye.
And Yellow Brick Road.
You're going to go for Yellow Brick Road. Right, I think you did all right. Let's go through them. You answered this morning 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 questions in your allotted time.
Not fast enough.
Well, that's always the difficulty, isn't it? You got 7 questions right, and you passed on just one question.
Oh, not too bad.
You did all right. You can hold your head up high, and I think you're entitled to 2 glasses of wine when you're enjoying the sunshine later. Right, let's go through the ones that you slipped up on. I suspect the first one is probably before your time, because it goes back to the 1960s. The Manfred Mann song wasn't Pretty Woman. That was Roy Orbison.
I know.
Well, it was worth it, wasn't it? It was actually Pretty Flamingo.
Oh, of course.
Ah, so you have heard of it.
Oh, yes.
Go on. Right. Indeed. And the Pavarotti song that was used for the 1990 World Cup final was called Nessun Dorma.
Yeah.
You do know that.
It didn't come to me, well, you know, at the time.
That's exactly right. I mean, if you were sitting down with these questions and you had loads of time to think about them, I'm sure you would not only get all 9 right, but probably some extra ones as well. But it's doing it under pressure. And I suspect when you gave me the answer to the Elvis Presley question, you thought that that was probably going to be wrong, but it was actually right. Elvis never toured Britain.
Yeah, I wasn't sure. I thought, maybe that's a trick question, and he never did. So.
He never actually toured, but I gather on one occasion when he was en route from Europe to America, he did actually touch down somewhere in Britain, but he never actually performed over here. Right, well, enjoy the rest of your day once you've got all the boring jobs out of the way, and we'll have you back on the radio real soon. Okay, thanks, Lindsay.
Okay. All right.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
And now, it's the quiz of the week. The 60-second challenge.
Bang on 12:30. Time for round 2 of radio's shortest quiz. The 60-second challenge. You're listening an hour ago. Lindsay Davis got a score of 7 out of 9 with just one pass. And listening to that, one of our regular contestants who's going to have a go at round 2... We say good afternoon to Kevin Jeffries. Hi, Kev.
Afternoon, Dave.
And I gather you might have got the Pretty Flamingo song wrong, had that been yours.
Yeah. For some reason, I just had Woman in me head.
Well, it's the obvious one, isn't it? I think that's obviously a better known song than Pretty Flamingo, but it doesn't matter because that wasn't one of your questions. And I think you've got a bit more information about Elvis. I was right, wasn't I? He did land in England, but never played here.
Well, it wasn't exactly England, it was Scotland. Oh,
Scotland, right, okay.
And he was only there a couple of hours waiting for his flight out to America.
Ah, right. So never set foot on English soil, but he did on Scottish soil.
Yeah, yeah.
I wonder why he never played here, because he was successful all over the world. It seems a bit strange. Was that down to his manager, I wonder?
I don't know, Dave.
Talking of Elvis, I gather the new film about him is brilliant. I've not seen it yet, but
I've seen clips of it.
Yeah, yeah. But everybody who's seen it seems to say it's brilliant. So,
yeah.
And even Priscilla Presley said she thought the musical film was true to life, which says it all, doesn't it, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Right, okay then, so 7 out of 9 the score to beat with just one pass, and if anybody can do it, you're the man. So let's see how you get on, and here they come. Which animal was Michael Jackson's song Ben about?
A rat.
Who was 78 when he re-entered the charts in 1994 with My Way?
Frank Sinatra.
Who was the top-selling male singer of the 1950s?
Elton John.
The original version of Endless Love was recorded by Diana Ross and who?
Lionel Richie.
Who backed Prince on his 80s album Purple Rain?
The Revolution.
What is Madonna's real first name?
Madonna.
Which 60s group was famous for breaking up guitars on stage?
The Who.
Which Motown singer was shot dead by his own father?
Marvin Gaye.
Which Eric played with the group Cream?
Clapton.
Who recorded the album Bat Out of Hell?
Meatloaf.
Which meal did Deep Blue Something have at Tiffany's in 96?
Breakfast.
Which song was an 80s number one for Spitting Image?
Chicken Song.
And what was the name of the 70s group that David Gates led? And you can answer that. You're going to go for Bread on that one. Right, another pretty impressive score. You answered 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 questions in your allotted time. You didn't pass on any questions at all, and you got 12 questions right. So that was okay.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's ironic the one that you slipped up on was to do with somebody we're talking about only a few seconds ago. Elvis Presley,
yeah,
of course.
I just couldn't bring it to mind.
I know. So you came up with the alternative to saying pass, which has always been Elton John,
yeah,
hasn't it? Brilliant. And we've got the late Dave McGovern to thank for that, I think, because he's the one that started it all.
Yeah.
So Elvis Presley, as I say, the top-selling male singer of the 1950s. Right, so another brilliant score. So once again, we can declare you the 60-second challenge champion. And we're going to put the recording of this particular quiz, as we always do, on our Facebook page and website later on today. So thanks for taking part, and we'll talk to you again soon, Kev.
Okay, thanks, Dave.
Thanks.
Take care now.
Bye-bye now. Bye. Yeah, that was good, wasn't it? But it always is when Kev's on. I don't think I would stand a chance if I was playing against him. 12 out of 13 with no passes at all. And we'll do it all again next Sunday morning.